This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Civil rights leader Martin Luther King III says this may be a beginning, but one verdict does not change systemic racism, he says. He's talking about the guilty verdicts in the Derek Chauvin murder trial, the former Minneapolis police officer guilty on all counts in the death of George Floyd. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
After former officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty,
we are able to breathe again.
George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, outside the courthouse, says this black man's killing was different than others because it was caught on camera. Other family members celebrated in Houston, as heard on KTRK-TV. Back in Minneapolis, the Reverend Al Sharpton says there's more work to do.
We still have cases to fight, but this gives us the energy to fight on.
At George Floyd Square in Minneapolis,
George Floyd!
As images of Derek Chauvin being handcuffed and led away played out on TVs, President Biden addressed the historic case.
It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former prosecutor David Weinstein says the jury's verdict sends a message to law enforcement.
This means that there needs to be more meaningful training by police agencies. There needs to be more attention paid by police officers to the training that they receive. And those officers need to take into account exactly what has happened here, and they need to give due consideration to a situation when they encounter it.
Derek Chauvin could be sent to prison for decades when he's sentenced in about 2 months. Police body cam video shows a Columbus, Ohio officer shooting and killing a black teenage girl who swung a knife at two people. Hundreds of protesters went into the streets last night, but the mayor says the officer was defending someone. This is AP News. Arizona's governor is sending National Guard troops to the border. The AP's Mike Gracia with this story.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is deploying 250 National Guard troops to the state's southern border with Mexico. Ducey, a Republican, has been critical of President Joe Biden's immigration policies. According to Ducey's announcement, Guard members will help with medical operations at detention centers, install and maintain border cameras, and analyze satellite imagery for current smuggling trends. Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who is also a Republican, sent about 500 members of his state's National Guard to the border. I'm Mike Gracia.
Today is Queen Elizabeth's 95th birthday. Members of the royal family will celebrate with her at Windsor Castle. She's a widower now that Prince Philip has died. The Queen's birthday falls within the 2-week mourning period for Philip. He died April 9th at the age of 99. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.